Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 12th day of the month of Mar Cheshvan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/BALL. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ezra Goldschmidt of Shari Torah in Cincinnati, Ohio, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Goldschmidt slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chas, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. Will be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholam with a sizable pause, and we'll conclude with the recitation of Achenu. Lechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Goldschmidt.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. It's good to be back on the call. It's so nice to hear that this wonderful program is still going strong. So let's get into it. Pirkei Avot, the Ethics of the Fathers, tells us the following about Avraham, the star of our weekly parsha last Shabbat and this coming Shabbat as well. It says as follows: Asher nisyonot nitnasa Avraham avinu alav shalom. Our forefather Abraham, peace be upon him, was tested with 10 trials. The amad bechulam, he withstood all of them. Lahodia kama chibato shel Avraham avinu alav shalom, thereby imparting to us the extent of his love, that of our forefather Abraham, peace be upon him. But there's some disagreement among the commentaries as to what all 10 tests were, but everyone agrees that the ultimate test was the Akedah, the binding of Isaac, what we would all probably consider the most demanding final test. Because the Akedah is so prominent, we have a tendency to define the whole set of tests through an Akedah lens, categorizing them all as tests of Emunah, of faith. With the Akedah, God challenges Avraham as follows: Avraham, do you have faith in me to the point that you'll even listen to this command? And Avraham does. He has great faith. In other tests, too, this is the case. You think of his response to famine after being promised prosperity in Israel, his fulfillment of Brit Milah, circumcision at an elderly age, not an easy thing to just run with. These are indeed tests of faith in God. But if we think about it some more, some of the tests don't easily fit that framework of being tests of faith in God. It's hard to see that in some of them. For example, Sarah is taken from Avraham once by Paro in last week's parsha, later by Abimelech. Those are tests. Avraham waging war against the four kings, that's apparently a test too. But these are people causing trouble for Avraham with their free will choices. These aren't God-given challenges of difficult circumstances or demands. They don't seem to be about faith. And in fact, they beg the question of what exactly Avraham could have done differently that we say he made the right choice, that he passed his test. When Sarah is taken from him, what are we proud of him for? That he didn't leave Egypt without her? That he didn't give up on her, find another wife? What's the test here? What does it mean to pass it? I would suggest that it's correct to see all of these as tests of faith, but not necessarily faith in God. Some of these are tests of Abraham's faith in humanity. Is Abraham going to give up on people? Is he going to say, to heck with this outreach stuff, to heck with all the good things I try to do for these folks? Is he ever going to come to that kind of a conclusion? Not to change one iota of his personal belief in God, of course, but his belief that people are worth helping, that people, despite their flaws and the many ways they let you down, they're still worth the emotional investment and physical investment of time, energy, and resources. Those are very real tests of faith, too, just not the kind we usually think of. I know people who fail this kind of a test, and sometimes I do as well. When people do lousy things to each other, maybe not even to ourselves personally, it could cause us to lose faith in humanity at large, in Jews at large, or any community that a particular anecdote sheds a bad light on. It tests our faith in humanity. We get jaded. We develop a sense of low, zero, or negative expectations of a group, even though those that have done no wrong as individuals, because we've seen how evil people can be. Abraham stood to fail tests, to lose out on a lot of his potential had he become such a jaded person. And he had so many reasons to become jaded. We famously praise him in comparison to Noach, who some sources indicate made little to no efforts in improving those around him. But it's not as simple as Noach was lazy. He preferred to stay home and take it easy, whereas Abraham was this energetic go-getter. It's that both of them had exposure to evil, the kind of evil that could lead you down a very cynical road of trusting no one, opening up to no one, helping no one. Yet Abraham had the faith in humanity needed to keep trying, to have an impact, despite the presence of that evil. He has to deal with quite a few people who are oppressive, horrible individuals. Paro, Avimelech, the king of Sodom, perhaps Ephron, but he nevertheless keeps on going about, Vayikra b'shem Hashem, calling out in the name of God, opening his tent, building connections, and doing so with the still burning hope that he can help turn other people's lives around. He goes to war, he risks his life to rescue captive cities filled with people who were known to be wicked, because he thinks no one deserves that. They all have potential. Later on, he begs for them to be spared by God himself. Abraham believes in them, and God himself tells Abraham that he's wrong about these people. God destroys Sodom, the people Abraham fought a war for, and yet Abraham picks himself up, goes to a different place where others live, and he goes back to doing his thing, spreading monotheism, something which requires tremendous faith in humanity. Abraham believes in people. That's the spiritual legacy that Abraham gives us as well. It's a stubborn belief in people, in community, and in humanity that keeps hope and effort alive. That's why he's our hero and someone we need to emulate, and may we have success in doing so. We'll continue by reading some chapters of Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lamnatseach mizmor leDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai biyom tzara, Yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach ezecha mikodesh umitzion yesadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha ve'olasecha yedash nesela, Yitzen lecha chil vavecha v'chol atrasecha yimalei. Nirvanena bishuasecha, uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ato yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, yaneu mishnei kodcho, v'gvuros yeshe yimino. Elev arechev ve'elev asusim, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונסודד, אדוני הושיע המלך יעננו ביום קורנו. פרק חף גימו, chapter 23. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי לא אחסר. בנוס דשא ירפיצני, על מי מנוחוס ינהלני. נפשי ישובב, ינחיני ומגלי צדק למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגי צלמבס, לא עיררה כי אתה עמדי, שבתך ומשנתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, תשנת בשמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. פרק קכ"א, Chapter 121. Shir lama'alos esa enai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai osei shamayim la'aretz. Agitein lamot raglecha al yanum shomerecha. Kine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha al yad yiminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, ויארח בלילה, אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור אס נפשך. אדוני ישמור את ציסך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. And lastly, פרק קופלמד, chapter 130. שיר המעלוס ממעמקים קרסיך, אדוני. אדוני שמע בקולי תהיינה אוזנך קשובוס לכל תחנוני. אם אבונוס תשמור יח, אדוני מי יעמוד, כי עמך הסליחה למען תברא, Kivisi Adonai Kivasa Nafshi, Velidvaro Hochalti. Nafshi Ladonai, Mishomerim Laboker, Shomerim Laboker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Im Adonai Hachesed Baharbe Imo Fidus. Behu Yifta Es Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. We now recite the Misha Berach Recholim, the prayer for those who are sick. As we say it together in pause, please insert the names of those in need of a refuah shalema, a full and complete recovery. Misha Berach Avosenu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Rapei Es HaCholim. Ba'avur sh'anu mispalalim ba'avuram. Bishkarze ha-kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem lahachalimam ulerapposam ulahachazikam ulahachayosam v'yishlach lahem mehera refua shalema min ha-shamayim v'chol ivareim ul'chol gideihem v'sof sh'ar cholei Yisrael. Refuas ha-nefesh refuas ha-guf hashta ba'agala u'bizman kariv v'nomar amen. And we now conclude with the recitation of Achenu, a short prayer that the Jewish people receive every sort of physical and spiritual salvation that's needed. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanusunim b'tzara uveshevya, ha'omedim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotziim mitzara lirvacha, u'me'afela l'ora, u'mishibud l'geula, hashla v'agala uvizman kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldschmidt. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need, and whatever it is that we may be praying for, may all of our tefillot, may all of our prayers be answered, l'tova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.